Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Carol Schuler, and she is the co-chairman for Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Levon.
It is just around the corner for Cass County.
That's right. It's coming up Friday, June 24th.
You know, June has just flown by. I'm sure that's true for you and other people I talk to. I don't know where June is going, but anyhow, June 24th is just right here. And Relay for Life, let's do the basic time, place, and kind of run down the schedule.
Okay, Friday, June 24th at the Atlantic High School track. Survivors start us off with a registration at 4:30, and then Hy-Vee gives them a free meal for themselves and one other person at 5. 6 o'clock, the survivors take to a field, and they walk around that track, and they celebrate another birthday, another year of being a survivor. As the evening goes on, of course, then the teams, and we have 21 teams this year who will be walking the track and setting up a campsite so that they can celebrate with their coworkers and those people around. Education Tent, of course, will open up. Kate Olson leads up our Education Tent with a lot of new and exciting things that we can do to be healthier, things that we can do to avoid cancer, and then outpatient clinics will be at the Education Tent to talk about what they do when someone has a diagnosis of cancer. That's Cass County Memorial Hospital outpatient. Sheltered Reality will take the stage at 6:30 or shortly after the Survivor's Lap. They are a group of kids who get together and bring together the audience and the stage people with a performance of vivacious music and entertainment. 7 o'clock, there's a scavenger hunt, and you're invited to attend and pick up a sheet at the Education Tent, go around and fill it out, and prizes will be awarded. 7:30, Zumba with Allison Knox Westmeyer will take the stage. 8 o'clock, Villa Dance. And 9 o'clock, or near dusk, will be the luminary ceremony, where anyone can purchase a luminary in honor or memory of a loved one.
All right. It is a full evening. You don't have to be there for the whole time. Come and go, even if you can just come later or come at the beginning. Doesn't matter. Just come.
Does not matter. We have food. Troublesome Creek Barbecue will be there. They will set up and be there all day. So in case you come and set up your campsite, or in case you just want to sit in the stands and watch, Kiwanis is selling food also. We have one team that sells cotton candy, so they will be there with their cotton candy machine. And we're just there to watch the entertainment. That's great. Come up and have a sandwich or a drink and just enjoy a nice evening out.
The very first time that I participated, I just came and sat in the stands and listened to the names being read.
Absolutely. During the Survivor's Lap, what we do is we read the names of all the survivors who are attending at that point that we know of. So we celebrate them and celebrate how far they've come and how many years it's been.
And then later you read other names, correct?
Yes. During the luminary ceremony, we read the names of anyone who's purchased a bag, and you're welcome to decorate the bag that you purchase, or we will put in honor or in memory of the loved one that you want to celebrate.
Again, that's, and at that time my brother was going through cancer, and so it was, and he's still around, I'm really happy to say, and so it was in honor of him. And luminaries, how do we get a luminary?
Luminaries are a way that you can make a donation to the American Cancer Society, and we read those off that night. Luminaries are being headed up this year by Christy Libby. She happens to work at the Atlantic Medical Center, and I have brochures right now at both Fairway, Hy-Vee, and the Anita grocery stores to pick up so that you can fill out a luminary form, name, address, who you are, and who you want the luminary to be in honor or memory of. Also, they could call Christy at 243-2850 if they have any questions about that. Luminary forms will be there the night of Relay.
Okay.
Anytime from 5 o'clock on, we do sell luminaries from 5 to 8 p.m., and then they're on the track ready to be lit so that we can enjoy that ceremony.
That takes quite a crew to get all those sacks out there, and you hope the wind isn't blowing 80 miles an hour.
Yes, we do. We used to do candles, but now we do the glow sticks so that in case there's a breeze or a strong
well,
breeze.
Yeah, I was going to say, a little breeze is good, but not so much.
Not really. So much the
but
wind.
Whatever, you take care of it.
We always say that cancer is not a walk in the park. So if it's a little breezy or a little rainy, we will have Relay for Life, rain or shine.
That's right.
And we invite everybody to come up and walk with their umbrella if they would like to do that.
Okay. So again, everybody's invited, and it is a community event.
Absolutely. Everyone is invited from this community. Bring in your friends and family. We also have relays in other counties. Cass, I know, is one, but Audubon, Shelby, Pott, Montgomery. Most counties, not all, but most counties have Relay for Life. So if you're not listening here locally, then, of course, you can look for the Relay for Life in your county.
And I'm guessing maybe check with your local hospital if you don't know where to check, who to talk to. Maybe you're new in a community. Mm-hmm. I think most hospitals would know that information.
I think so, too.
Somehow involved. So talk just a little bit about, now the education tent has a number of things going on. And I want to talk about outpatient, but you also, let's talk about Angel Food Cakes, because I think that's related to the tent also.
Yes, it is. Hy-Vee donates 20 or 25 Angel Food Cakes, however many I can get out there. And committee members, as well as team members on bank night, can pick up a Angel Food Cake or as many Angel Food Cakes. They take them home and decorate them, and they bring them back the night of relay, and there's a silent auction. So that silent auction is held in the education tent. We encourage the public, the walkers, anyone on a team, anyone not on a team, to come by and do a silent bid. And that money, of course, goes to the American Cancer Society, and at the end of the I believe it's 8 o'clock or 8:15 in that area. You can take your Angel Food Cake all decorated home and enjoy it.
And they're amazing. From funny to beautiful, the whole range. So you have a selection of, out of 21, did you say?
I believe so,
wow.
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, Angel Food Cake is always good with strawberries on it and maybe a little ice, whatever. Just the way it is.
It's always good.
Too. Yes, you bet. So that's kind of a fun addition to stopping by the tent. So the new at the tent is the outpatient group?
Yes, it's an outpatient group from Cass County Memorial Hospital. They'll have brochures and other information, some giveaways. And what they do is, it's very important for cancer survivors and their families. So just to be aware of what we have to offer here in Cass County in case you need them at the outpatient area. Also, there's a dental hygienist that'll be there. And they, again, encourage healthy brushing, healthy teeth, and ways to make sure that you don't have any problems in your mouth area. So just great, great information. Carla Akers has information there with the area where you can get free mammograms and free PAPs. So all of the information there is fun, and it's positive, and it's a healthy lifestyle, a better way to stay healthy.
And when you're saying healthy, fun, and so on, yeah, there likely could be some tears because, you know, some people were remembering, but hopefully positively. I mean, they fought the fight, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. But then there are all these people. I'm amazed when you announce somebody had cancer 25 years ago, yes, and 30 years ago, and they're walking around the track, and we never knew that.
I think that's one of the good things to realize is the research that we've done have allowed and made people, cancer survivors now are much, much higher. The numbers are much, much higher than they were 25, 30, 40 years ago. Last year, I know we had one cancer survivor, and he'd survived cancer for 60 years. 60. And that was a long time ago. That's when cancer was a death warrant.
Right.
And now cancer is just something you have to work through. It's a tough disease, but we're there to help you do it.
And that's what Relay for Life is all about.
It's a celebration of cancer survivors. It's a celebration of friends, family, and those around you that we want to reach out and touch in mm-hmm. some way.
And funding is important for research.
Absolutely.
And talk a little bit about the corporate sponsors, just in terms of what they do, how you recruit them, just a little bit about them, because they're very special, too.
Very special. A huge list this year. Ann Pellet is in charge of our corporate sponsors. Anyone can be a corporate sponsor. They make a donation to the Relay for Life so that that donation then can be used to actually sponsor the event. So every donation from the public goes to the American Cancer Society. So we don't use that. We use the corporate sponsor event. Also, we have corporate sponsors who are in kind. Hy-Vee supplies the food for the survivor dinner. They work with us one-on-one. They do whatever we want. Thank you very much to Hy-Vee. But also J&J, they print our t-shirts. KJN, KSOM, both make announcements. They share with the public what's going on. The TV store donates tents and tables and chairs. So being a corporate sponsor could be money, but it could also be help in some way, the NIDA Relay.
And I just have to say, when you say KJN, of course, Chris Parks
yes.
here does a lot of work on the Facebook and the Night of Relay. His desk has been covered with Relay for Life things. So, again, Carol Schuler, tell us, remind us, date, time, place.
Friday, June 24th, 4:30 for cancer survivors. If you are a survivor, please come. You don't have to RSVP. You just have to show up. 6 o'clock, Survivor's Lap, and a great night of fun.
All right. Thank you so much, Carol Schuler, who's co-chairman of Relay for Life for Cass County. Do an act of kindness. Here's a simple one. Say please and thank you and mean it.